Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall23, back in our video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the Holy Ghost. Now, the one God is a Trinity, that is that God exists in three persons which are all equally God. The Father and the Son, who is Jesus Christ, they both share the same Godhead, but there is also the third known as the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is included alongside the Father and the Son in verses which tell us about the Trinity. As it is written in 1 John 5:7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is himself a person who is equal with God. He is among that Trinity alongside the Father and the Son. The Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost is God in several ways. For example, the word Holy Ghost and God are used interchangeably, such as in the following passage, Acts chapter 5, verse 3-4. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whiles it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not of thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. So at first Peter tells Ananias that he lied unto the Holy Ghost, and then in the next verse he says, thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Therefore the Holy Ghost himself is not an aspect of God, but is himself God. Likewise, the Bible also interchangeably calls the body of a believer the temple of God and the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And then later in that same book, 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, what, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Therefore we are the temple of God, because the Holy Ghost dwells within us, and therefore we are also called the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore the Holy Ghost himself is God. However, as shown by verses like 1 John 5:7, the Holy Ghost is distinct from the Father and the Son. Just as the Father and the Son are separate persons who are equally God, so is the Holy Ghost a person. We see in the scriptures that the Holy Ghost is often referred to by personal pronouns and performs actions which demonstrate his personhood. For example, as Jesus spoke of the Spirit, he said in John chapter 14, verse 16-17, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. Later in that same chapter, Jesus clearly identifies this Comforter as the Holy Ghost. In verse 26, he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Notice that the Holy Ghost is referred to as him and he, rather than as one would expect impersonal pronouns to refer to an impersonal being. The Holy Ghost is not impersonal, but is one which teaches us, brings things to our remembrance, and who abides within the believer. He is referred to as he and him because he is a person. Later in the same message to the disciples, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 13, also concerning the Spirit of truth, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. So there are a few other examples here of references to the personhood of the Holy Ghost, that he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost is one that speaks, he shows us of things, and he glorifies Jesus Christ. There are several actual examples of the Holy Ghost speaking in the Bible, such as in the following verse, Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Therefore, since the Holy Ghost is called God and is a person with several personal attributes, he himself is also a member of the Trinity and is fully God alongside Jesus Christ and God the Father. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.